gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 59, with the homies, you know what I'm saying? Got Damo, King Damo in the building, you know what I'm saying? Wamo Damo in the building. Say what's up to the chat.
What's poppin', chat? Your mom's favorite midnight snack, and we back, nigga, and I'm in all black, with the black nails, easy.
And we got Dewey Mustard in the building. Young Mustard in the building. Say what's up. Say what's up, man.
Man, what up? What up? What up, chat? Been a while since I've been on Let's Keep It A Buck, but I'm here.
Fun fact, bro. You are the first episode of season two. Let me get my gunshots in. Ooh. Season two of Let's Keep It A Buck. Listen, we got some big announcements on this one. You know what I'm saying? they're tired of these announcements, bro. Hey,
can I say it? Go ahead, bro.
Go ahead.
Hey, YouTube.
Hi guys.
Back like we never left.
Yeah, man. Look.
Oh man.
You know, we were having those conversations with pod people. We had conversations with other pod people, and they said that YouTube shit actually counts. So we're back. Y'all back on
YouTube?
Yeah, bro.
We're back on YouTube. You're the first guest for the YouTube, bro. The YouTube rebirth.
Wow. Yeah, man. Look, we're
Look at how these niggas blindsided me.
Crazy, and this ain't no April Fool's joke. It's a little too late for that. So yeah, we're back on YouTube. Like I said, after further evaluation of our situation, we found it best to go back on YouTube. Patreon will still be up there. The episodes that we did that, you know, were Patreon exclusive will stay Patreon exclusive. Y'all can go on there. And see all of season one, you know what I'm saying, from episode one and on. Those will still be on their Patreon exclusive. Let me pull up. I forgot the perks already because I changed up the perks a little bit. Hold on.
So that's what, episodes 1 through 58, right?
Episodes 1 through 58. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let me just
live on Patreon for everybody to see. And season two, we're here, baby.
Yes, sir. So
we're back where we started.
The way it works is we got a $5 tier, early access to all the episodes. We're gonna try to give you all the episodes like 3-4 hours earlier before it goes out on YouTube. You get a roll on Discord. You get an additional Let's Keep It A Buck episode a month. Shout out at the end of every podcast. We're gonna try to do better on that, definitely. put you on the end screen as well for the clips on YouTube. And like I said, access to all season one Let's Keep It A Buck episodes. And we're back on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? So this is gonna be episode one. Also, as you can see, our boy Justin is not in the crowd right now. He's not on the panel. He has some personal shit he's dealing with. And hopefully the Let's Keep It A Buck family can, you know, just give him his space, respect his space. This is not no Rory and Mall shit. He's not, you know what I'm saying?
He's not taking time off.
That's what I'm saying. He's not protesting the pod because he's not getting his splits. Don't worry, bro. Don't worry. You know what I'm saying? Nothing along those lines. He just needed a break. He's also a little bit under the weather. So wishing Justin LaBeouf the best. Also, we skipped Sunday because it was Easter Sunday, and we just needed a one-episode break, bro. Look, I don't have spring break, so give me at least, you know, one pod off this semester. Shit. but that's pretty much it for the announcements. Real quick, shout-out to the Spotify people. Shout-out to the iTunes people. Leave us a 5-star on iTunes. Shout-out to my YouTube people. Hey, what up, y'all?
It's been a minute.
What up, y'all? How y'all been, man? Shout out to Twitch as well. I'm saying the live people always holding it down. And a special shout out again to our guest, Young Mustard. How you been, bro? How you been?
You know, I've just been chilling, bro. You know, school, It's about to wrap up in about a month or so. But other than that, I've just been at home, man, doing nothing. Not gonna lie, doing absolutely nothing. But, you know, I'm just chilling, bro. I'm doing what you're doing. I'm watching your team.
Yo, what's up with you, bro?
What's up with me?
Yo, so you already taking digs at the Celtics, bro? Oh, my God, bro. It's too early. It's too early.
I got to, man. That team is disgusting.
And
bro,
we still got a better record than y'all. It's crazy.
Hey, man. Y'all are you're comparing your team to mediocrity. I know my team mediocre, though. You think I don't know that?
So you don't even have standards is what I'm hearing, bro. That's crazy.
Hey, all I know is y'all's standards is, let's just see what we're doing in the playoffs, right? So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll
just do it right here. Bro, your best player is Thaddeus Young. Stop.
Stop it. Don't try me right now. Don't try me. But I've been chilling, man. I hope y'all doing good.
We've been all right. You know what I'm saying?
Been straight.
How's the pod? Not the pod. Well, you have the a show. Pod as well. How's your pod doing?
We're doing well. We're getting good listens every week. Our listens are going up.
It's progress.
I just started uploading clips on YouTube. Mm. If I had known, I probably would have done that from the beginning. And I was doing that at first, but it was I was being lazy. I ain't gonna lie, but. Now, yeah. You know, I've uploaded clips on there to break down we're still uploading full episodes, but also uploading clips in, like, segments of each podcast, if that makes sense.
The one thing about the clips that I've noticed is that, hypothetically, and really they are, like, easy to make, but it's just like, I gotta export another video. It's a lot of tedious work. A lot of waiting.
And I thought about putting, like, timestamps in the videos, but like I don't know how much help that's gonna really do, you know, because like regardless if they want to listen to the whole episode, they're gonna listen to the whole episode, you know. Yeah. And if they want to listen to like certain parts of the, you know, pod, they're not even gonna know all the topics off rip, you know. So it's, I don't know, some of that is kind of weird, you know.
You're talking about timestamps like while you're recording or like after?
Or after, like after I upload.
Okay. I mean, the only reason we use timestamps is because Wordu rewatches the pod the day after, and then that helps our editor find the clips, like where to make the clips at. So it makes it efficient in that sense. But yeah, it's a lot of tedious work.
It's just not fun.
You doing it with Darius? No.
Yeah, me, Darius, Jay Smooth's goofy ass, and Bino. Yes, this will still be having his takes. I'm not gonna lie. One thing I also find funny is that like I never realized that a lot of our listeners actually like Jay Smooth. Like they actually like his takes. Like they like what he says. Like I remember, I think there was a pod we did without him, and all the comments, if not all of them, definitely most of them, it was like, "Hey yo, where's Jay Smooth? Like where?" We want to hear his takes on this, this, and this. I'm like, yo, y'all really like his takes? Y'all think they're good? You know, but people actually like what he be saying, so it is what it is.
But that's the same thing we have with Wordu, bro. Like, when Wordu was on the pod, motherfucker was getting roasted every pod, bro. They're like, yo, what the fuck did Wordu just say? And then once we had to part ways with him, it was like, damn, I'm gonna miss that Jaylen Brown looking dude, bro.
Bro, that episode Wordu left, bro, them comments were hard to read. It was legit, probably 30 comments straight. RIP Wordu, we miss Wordu, we want Wordu, where is Wordu? I'm like, God, we not here, nigga?
I'm right here, Russ. No, but for real, I mean, that shows that people are like invested into the shit. So, there's a good side to that. And honestly, like,
I mean, not with Jay Smooth, though, because with Jay Smooth, it's like, hey, if that guy's getting love, that means the NBA community is.
It's trash.
It's looking a little sus. I ain't gonna lie.
Looking bad, bro.
I don't know if Mustard knows this, but like the first five episodes of this pod, there was one episode where Dom was out. Yeah, I think Dom was out.
Me and Tim.
Tim was out, and Justin was out doing something at night when we recorded. So it was just me, were due. And I had to hit up Darius and Jay Smooth to be on the pod as backup. So there's this one episode, Patreon exclusive, you know what I'm saying? where there's just two people that people don't know about and they've never made an appearance ever again. So shout out to Jay Smooth and Darius for coming on. I think it was like episode 3 or 4. But yeah, that's good that your pod is growing as well. So are you guys looking into just YouTube clips or like Instagram, that shit?
You know, I thought about making an Instagram too, but I already told Jason, like, I can't be handling the Instagram. He's going to have to take over that because he asked me if I want to make an Instagram. And I told him, hey, man, if you want to make an Instagram for it, you know, you're going to have to run that by yourself. Not going to lie, man, because I'm really tired. But he said he's going to get on that. So we're going to be on Instagram soon, you know. So we're doing good. We're doing all right.
Good shit, good shit, bro. Now you also have that project, you're like on that network, right? Yeah. Yeah. First Possession. How's that going?
It's going well. We took a break. We're actually on a break right now because, you know, it was like a dead period in the NBA where like nothing was really happening until the trade deadline. We did a reaction to the trade deadline and we said we're probably going to wait till around like a week before playoff time and then hop back on the show. Because I can't lie, like I've noticed like every year on YouTube, and I'm not here saying I'm like a big time YouTuber or nothing like that, but
you got a platform. I mean, you got a platform. Come on now.
I mean, I got a platform, you know what I'm saying? But I got other guys, there are other guys above me, you know, I know my standing, but I know like I've noticed every time on YouTube, like, there's always, like, this middle of the, like, season where, like, all the views and all the videos will kind of, like, go down for a bit. Yeah. Like, and it's usually around March. I don't know if it's because March Madness is kind of, like, the topic or kind of, like, the thing that everybody wants to check out. But usually right after March, around playoff time, that's when, like, the views pick up and the algorithm starts picking up. Because I remember in the bubble.
Man, sheesh, like, yo. I would drop a video 100K with the highest CPM. Yeah. I'm like, hey, what's good, y'all? What's good?
And I think around that time, I was dropping like a video a day. I was like, man, I gotta put on Rusty Buckets on this, man. Yeah. I would full Rusty. I was for like a 2-3 weeks, especially around finals time, I was uploading every day. And then I was like, man, I was so tired.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, I got to praise Rusty for doing that because that stuff is difficult.
Very difficult. To come up with an idea every day, execute on it, get it out on time. Hey,
yeah,
that takes skill. That takes a lot of will. But me and Lo were having a conversation a couple days ago about like NBA YouTube privately, and we essentially said that the same thing you just said is that. During the middle of the season, views are down, and I think it's because a lot of people know that they can get flamed for their takes if, you know, they jump the gun a little bit too much shit. I made a video, like, 3 weeks ago talking about how, like, all right, Joel Embiid got the MVP locked, and now it's like, all right, no he doesn't. So, like, it's like that type of shit. Like, people get scared to make content like that. But also, again, the middle of the season, honestly, the regular season, that whole time period is a time for storylines to get fleshed out. And then the playoffs is kind of like, all right, let's answer these questions that we have. Off season, it's all the trade rumors, free agency, the draft. But the middle of the season, it's like no one really cares about historical shit because the NBA is going on. Right. And I think in general, bro, like what do you think about like historical content in general? I feel like those videos are hard to come by.
I was just about to ask. I think one thing about historical content on YouTube is I think the past year showed me like historical content. I don't know if it's ever going to really be a thing anymore on YouTube because like especially with the shortened off season this past year, like it kind of shortened that window. You could really make some historical content because usually that I use that time to drop some videos like if I want to say Stockton is overrated or if I want to say like, you know, some old take from the past that I can't really talk about during the season. It's not like I can't talk about it, but like, you know, there are other things I want to talk about that's current.
Yeah.
But You know, when it comes to historical content, I just wonder, like certain topics in the NBA community people want to hear, and then certain topics they don't. Like, people would want to hear about, oh, how Magic Johnson and the Lakers built some dynasty. But then sometimes if I would drop a video about, like, Reggie Miller or something, people are like, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't even know what type of historical content people are going to be interested in. Like, I remember when Michael Jordan dropped Last Dance, like, around that time Last Dance dropped, and I dropped this one video about MJ. It was, like, three lies about him or something like that. And I was like, okay, this video is going to do well. I think that video did, like, what, 12,000, 15,000 views? And I was like, all right, whatever. And then, like, the next couple of days, I dropped some video about how Robert Covington is going to do good on the Rockets. That thing did, like, what, 50K? And I was like, wow. So y'all worried about Robert Covington. But when I dropped something about MJ, around that time that the Last Dance was talking about, like, barely cracked 15K. And it's weird. Like, it's just weird. Like, certain videos I don't expect to do well. And then certain videos I do expect to do well sometimes flop. And it's like, man, I don't even know what YouTube want me to do sometimes, man.
Honestly, I feel like, if I'm just going to be honest, there's always going to be a fan base, a core of people that love NBA history. But because of how long NBA YouTube has already been on the platform, like, so many videos have already been made. Like, you can't make a video about LeBron's best game when Dom already did that, like, years ago. And I made one as well, like, a couple months after, something along those lines. Like, there's, like, you can't make a video about Curry choking in the finals, because, like, Lowe did that. That's how his that was, like, his first big video. What ifs as well, like Nick Smith, Korzemba. There's been so many videos that have already been made, and while obviously you can put your own twist to it, at a certain point, people just won't view it because, all right, I've seen it before. I'm not really finding anything new.
Yeah.
And especially with historical content, what I've at least tried to do is, like, keep it within the 21st century at least. Because anything from, like, the 90s and backwards, like, I'm going to just be honest, motherfuckers don't really care about that, which is sad. But
no, it's the truth.
It's the truth.
100% truth.
Now, do y'all think that's a bad thing, though? Do y'all think that's a bad thing?
No.
You don't think so, Dom?
Hell no. Listen, honestly, every era has their time. And right now, this is our time. What is going back and revisiting Jordan beating Karl Malone again? What does that do for me right now? It doesn't do anything.
Oh, man, here we go.
No.
Dom just has to throw a shot at MJ, bro.
I'm just saying. Listen, it wasn't a jab at MJ. I'm just saying, in terms of what we value when it comes to basketball today, in terms of how we watch basketball, in terms of where we perceive basketball players and the status they have in today's world, it's just not worth going back and visiting the 90s. Niggas didn't have Twitter. They didn't have Blackberries. They didn't have Nokias. Like, they legit were
averaging 50. Wait, so you think 50. The 90s is kind of like a dead thing to talk about on YouTube?
I think in terms of just what I still consider myself a YouTube viewer. So in terms of what a viewer in the NBA community will want to talk about, I don't really want to talk about too much 90s stuff because it's like, it's subjective. Like, a lot of people, like us in, like us right now, us three, if we was talking about the 90s, at the end of the day, it's just what we feel or a stat we looked up. We weren't there. We don't know the impact that shit really had. We don't know all the little nuances. Shut up.
I was there.
We didn't know all the little... Whatever, bro. We didn't know all the little nuances and how things affected stuff. Like, we wasn't there. So a lot of stuff we would say is just, it's like preference if we're debating stuff about the 90s. Like, oh, man, I don't know, bro. Reggie Miller versus Joe Dumars, man. Who was better?
But not even like the opinionated shit. Like, even just documenting shit that happened in the 90s. I think viewership for that type of that type of content has gone down. Because, again, there's been so many videos that have been put out there that the interest level for those type of videos isn't as high as it used to be, which is fine. I think it's bound to happen at some point. I mean, the NBA, as far as YouTube knows it, is from the 60s and on. So it's like we only have, like, a finite time span to work with.
And I will say, like, I really don't know, like, because we talk about like the past, like retro content, like about history in the NBA, and I wonder, like, has there really ever been like a focus on like pre-modern NBA basketball, you know? And like, I wonder if that's just something that diehards care about, because like there are NBA fans and then they're like diehard NBA, and I guess casuals, right? Casual NBA fans and diehard NBA fans, yeah. And I wonder how many diehard NBA fans even care about the 60s and like the 70s.
I think they do, but the videos you could make from that era, again, they've already been done. Like Wilt Chamberlain underperforming in the playoffs, that's something that's already been talked about. Like yeah. Bill Russell being okay, I know Mustard disagrees with this, but this, you know, his stats not justifying how good he actually was, like that. Those type of videos have already been talked about.
Hey, I don't think anybody made a Bill Russell video that I agree with. You know what I'm saying?
That make like, it. What the fuck?
Roast him.
If you're really, you know what I'm saying. If you're about that action, bro, hey. Bill Russell's trash.
Y'all don't want me to do that.
I do.
Y'all don't.
Hey, chat. Do y'all want to see Young Mustard roast Bill Russell? I'm just saying.
Y'all don't want to see that. If I start roasting Bill Russell, somehow, some way, somebody's gonna find a way to use that against me in the future. I can't do that. I gotta. Because
you're wrong.
Because
you're wrong, dude.
What do you say?
Because you're wrong.
You got to respect the ghost, but he called him trash,
if you
bro.
Weren't wrong, if you weren't wrong, you wouldn't worry about somebody bringing it up to you.
You know what, right? Dom, because you said that, I really might make the video now.
Go ahead, bro. Hey, it's a dead space, right?
Just, why would I talk about a guy that, like, you know, can't dribble with his left hand, can't make a left-handed layup?
Then make that video, then. Make that video. Put him at 65 all time, bro. Do it.
Yeah,
65. Hey, you saying all this, but I still got him at 11. Like, man, fuck out of here, bro.
What's wrong with 11? What's wrong with that?
When you're making the remarks you're making, he can't dribble with his left hand. He was 40% from the field. But all right, I guess I can still put him at 11. Come on, bro.
Man,
if that's the reason he's down for you, bro, be consistent
he's
with the
not
whole
even
thing.
11 on my list. Right,
all right, where
he's
is he?
Literally number 10. Number 10.
Oh, my God, bro. This dude right here.
Ain't nothing wrong with being number 10 on the list, man. Ain't nothing wrong.
I'm just saying.
If, to go answer the door.
If you roasting him that hard, he should be much lower. Much lower. Bruh,
okay, so be real with yourself, right? How much value are you going to put on a guy like Hakeem for his skill?
A decent
like when
amount.
You're ranking top 10 players, right?
Yeah,
or not in top 10. Let's say you have him in like 11 or something, because some people be like that. But let's say you're ranking the greatest players. Mm. How much value are you going to put on Hakeem's skill?
A decent amount.
A good amount, right? Because I'm not going to lie. I think Hakeem's skill is the biggest reason he's even in the top 10.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, why is it for Bill Russell, you can't put that same amount of value because he played in the 60s?
Well, I'm talking when I at least make my GOAT list, I more so talk about impact on the game as a whole, overall accolades, and I feel like again there's a difference between greatest and best, and obviously how you dominated your era, and how you've changed certain shit that it seems obvious right now, but like back then wasn't so obvious. I think that's very important. Like even we've seen in the last decade, like. How important the three ball is, it seems fucking common sense now that, like, switching on defense and, like, being able to space the floor is so common sense. Mm-hmm. But shit, that took, the three-point line was implemented, what, in the late 70s? 30 years to realize something like that? The importance of a stretch four, like, all of that, bro, it took that long. So for someone to do it and really change how we, you know, view basketball and how it's played worldwide, then I think that's important. But Dom, what's the phase for, bro?
Dom really agreed with me, bro. He agreed.
My shit just got ended, bro.
Why did it get ended?
My shit just got ended, bro. I don't know, bro. I just look in my room, it's ended, bro.
Did you give the host to someone?
No, bro. I had host, bro.
Oh my God, bro.
Oh, my shit got ended at 29 hours and 45 minutes, but...
That hurt, man.
I wonder why, bro. What the hell? Hey, just keep it cool for the pod, bro.
Talking about your locker room?
Deep breath, bro. Yeah.
Dom, don't cry.
All right, bro.
All right, so for the... To give some background for the people who don't know, before this pod, Dom made a room. He was trying to break the locker room record for the longest room. And it was at... He did break it. It was at what? The 28? Is it 28 hours?
It was at 28. I hit 29. So I broke the record. I broke the record, but I didn't get to 30. I wanted to get to 30. That was my goal. 30.
Yeah.
30 hours. It's just a better number, you know?
Wait, how did it end? How did it end?
Because of mod, bro. One of the mods, like the mods are the only people that can end rooms, and my shit was just ended. I wasn't looking at chat. I wasn't looking at the chat to see who was in there. I don't even know what niggas was talking about, so I don't even know if niggas is being reckless in there right now.
Yeah, like, you were talking to us, bro. Yeah, you were talking to us.
So. Yeah, I'm on the pod, bro. Like, I don't know what's going on in there, and my room is ended, so that's great.
That's tough.
Anyway, Bill Russell being number 11 and how Mustard is wrong. Is that where we're at? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mustard's ass, bro. That take his ass. 10.
He's number 10, bro. All right. What's wrong with him being number 10? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Again, with the logic you said, bro, 70 hey, max for you, bro.
Hey, no. Look, bro, y'all don't understand, bro. Bill Russell's accolades, we all know those are GOAT accolades, right? We all agree. Yes. 11 championships, bunch of all NBAs, all defense, all that. Arguably the greatest defender ever. His defense, I think, would even still hold up today. Mm-hmm. Especially with how he transcended that side of the ball. But you can't sit here and act like his offense wasn't mid, even back then. And that's bad when you're playing in an era where people don't even use their left hand.
Who's the second best offensive center in that era?
The second best offensive center? What kind of question is that? I don't even know.
You don't even know.
It's
those scrubs.
It sounds like Bill Russell.
Hey. I'm not gonna lie. Hey, if it is Bill Russell, that's a testament to how trash that era was.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Crazy.
Okay.
He shot 44% as a career field goal percentage. Dom, come on, man. You gotta know this nigga is trash, man. Come
hey,
on,
man,
I
got Bill Russell on my top 10 all time, bro.
Sweating shit, man. No.
Yeah. Took his sweatshirt off.
Hey, man, I got Bill Russell.
He's not a good basketball bro.
He's not a good.
Bill Russell's in my top 10,
bro. You just said it. Bill Russell is not a good basketball player. So why is he the 10th greatest player of all time, bro?
Clip it.
Yo, what's wrong with you, bro? What's wrong?
Let me explain. For the last time, let me explain to everybody out there, because Biso's going to twist my words now. He's going to twist my words. When I look at the top 10, I look at some of those skilled players ever.
Yes.
That got accolades to their name also. Bill Russell got the accolades. That's why I'm going to put him in my top 10. But he don't got the skill, so I can't put him anywhere higher than 10.
Who's 11 and 12? 11, 12, 13.
11, 12, 13. Let's see. I got Wilt probably 11. 12, 13. That's probably where, like, what, Jerry West and Steph and KD might be. Oh, you all disagree? Right, be so to you? Between you?
All right, bro. Hey, where you got Jerry West? Hey, KD, Curry, and Jerry West. How does that ranking go?
KD, Curry, Jerry West. I'll probably say... and honestly, I'll probably have Dirk higher than KD right now. Not gonna lie to you.
Dirk?
Hey, Dirk is cold. Don't sleep on that nigga, man. That nigga was nice, bruh. Don't sleep, bruh.
Santa and besides, Russell,
Dirk has a real ring. He doesn't have those fake rings that KD has. So, forget that. But I would probably say Curry number one, West. West probably could be number two.
No, that should be a clear KD based on your Bill Russell shit, bro.
Hey, man, but Jerry West was skilled. He was still skilled now. Come on now.
Compared to KD, though, stop.
Brother was putting... Come on, bro. Stop. Stop. What? Yo. You gotta look at eras, bro. In his era.
Oh, now we gotta look at eras. If you look at the average field goal percentage in Bill Russell's years, he was shooting league average. There was a year Wilt
Chamberlain was trash.
There was a year Wilt Chamberlain led the league in field goal percentage at 47%. What does that say?
Averaging 40 in the finals, man. Come on, bro.
In L's.
Because he was going up against a super team, man.
A super team.
That's nothing. Bill Russell had help.
And when Jerry West had Wilt and Elgin Baylor, what happened?
Hey, man.
Lost.
Elgin Baylor was trash, bro.
Oh, he was trash now. That's crazy.
Jerry West was so cold in the finals that he gave him finals MVP as a loser. Come on now. It's different.
Sound like white privilege to me, but anyways.
hey, I ain't gonna lie. I have some white privilege up in there. Rose the logo in a black league. What kind of stuff is that?
That is a fact. They had Oscar Robertson, Wilt, Bill Russell. They chose Jerry West.
I think Kareem was even in the league.
Kareem was in there too, bro. That's crazy.
Hey, I'm looking at Dom's face. Dom's just looking disappointed right now, man. Yeah,
Dom
up?
Looks sad, bro. What's good, what's bro?
I'm straight, bro.
Judah, what's going on, man? Why are you looking like that?
Yo, bro? Fuck you, bro. Why you niggas ain't calling me that shit in months. Fuck you,
bro. Wait, what do you call you?
Judah.
Judah.
He said Judah.
Domo!
I don't like it when Dom is depressed, man. Like, come on, bro. You killing my eyes,
bro. I'm straight. I'm just letting y'all argue about Bill Russell and that era. Quick question. What was Dave Cowens the 70s?
70s. Yeah.
Or was it 60s? He was 70s, right? Yeah. Dave Cowens, he was 70s. Okay. Yeah, I think Bill Russell was the second best offensive big in the 60s. Sorry to tell you. I can't name another one, bro.
They said Wes Unseld, which I would say is better offensively than Bill Russell.
He was 60s? I thought he was 70s.
Late 60s, more so late 60s.
Okay.
I can't lie, bro. Come on, B-So. If Bill Russell is the second best center, offensively speaking, of that era, that's not a good era, bro.
It sounds like Bill Russell's just underrated, but anyways, I'm talking about platforms and YouTube and shit. Honestly, I think that the conversation we had right now is the reason why podcasts are so important. Because if people tune in for a podcast and for the podcast only, no matter what conversations they have, because they know it's going to be a good conversation, I think having a pod for NBA YouTubers gives them a platform to have these historical conversations. And as long as they can execute the pod properly, then that's a platform where you can have these fucking debates that, I'm gonna be honest, like, you can't make a fucking standalone video on. Unless you're doing two videos ago, I did a video called Three Unpopular NBA Opinions. That's the only scenario where I could imagine myself talking about why I think Zach LaVine is better than Karl Anthony Towns. imagine me just, like, saying, like, making a video titled Zach LaVine is better than Karl Anthony Towns. Like, that'd be wild. Like, why would you make that video? So I think that's the reason why, like, pods are important, to have the conversations that aren't, you know, clickbaity, that we can't make standalone videos on.
I actually agree, because I don't mean to cut you off, but I even, because a couple weeks ago, I dropped, like, a couple snippets from Locker Room in one video, and I titled it Paul George is Better Than Carmelo Anthony Ever Was, and that was like one of the topics that we talked about in there. And I remember thinking to myself the same thing. I was like, bro, I would never have made a video called Paul George is Better Than Carmelo Anthony, but because, like, that was one of the topics that we talked about in combination with, like, the others that we talked about, it's like, okay, I can finally put something like that out there. And it's like certain conversations aren't had whenever, you know, you're uploading videos because, you know,
you gotta worry about the algorithm. Yeah.
Yeah, the algorithm just not checking for it type of thing.
Yeah. Which is tough, but bro. The algorithm is crazy, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't like YouTube to me is still the best platform, but how they're moving towards short form content and favoring the motherfuckers that, you know, put quantity out there.
Over quality?
Not even over quality, but them just rewarding quantity, I think, inherently lowers the quality. I don't think they're promoting bad quality content specifically, but like you being able to upload once a week now is considered a slow pace. Like let's just be honest. Like
it's the truth,
You know, the standard now is 3-4 times a week, which is fucking crazy, bro. That's crazy. Yeah.
And it's crazy because like I remember when when I first hopped on YouTube, I used to upload like a lot. And even like over the last year, I tried to upload a lot because I seen what uploading a lot did for Rusty. And then I also did it myself during the bubble and it worked out. But then like after a while, I was like, one, I'm tired. And two, it's like the videos aren't even doing as well as I thought they would do. Like sometimes it crack over like 11,000, 12,000 views. And then sometimes it hang around like 8,000, 9,000. And then I was just like, okay, let me switch to like a video a week. And then like it would do well for a while. And then it went back to the same. And I was like, okay, what does YouTube even want anymore? Like, I don't even know what they want at this point. And then I thought maybe it's short videos, long videos. That didn't even change much, you know. But I don't know what YouTube's algorithm really is at this point, bro. I don't know.
I mean,
TikTok has better algorithm and is random. That's crazy.
Yeah. I've like my job for like playback is just to literally look at their analytics, but the one thing I've noticed is the more you pay attention to analytics, the more you stray away from like what building an audience is when you just look at numbers. Like I feel like if you knew the type of content creator you are, the type of channel you want to build, and you just make the content that would fit that channel. Like, that would go better than looking at, the click-through rate was down, so let me change up the thumbnail. No, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, if you just, if you look at the click-through rate and you change your whole thumbnail style because of this, and I've done this myself, 3 weeks down the line, you're going to look at your channel and be like, yo, what is this channel anymore? I've had that with my channel. Like, I think 2 weeks ago, I was experimenting with the speech bubbles because Rebound's like, there's always that one creator of the year, and Rebound is like, he's pulling like a million vid off these crazy ass thumbnails.
So, yeah, I've seen those, man. I've seen
a lot of creators in the community notice that and implement that into their thumbnails as well. If you look at DKM, shout out to Pod Friend DKM. He's been killing it with his videos. But yeah, like if you just try to look at what's trendy, it will help you in a sense, but I think if you truly want to build a fan base, you gotta build something like unique to your brand, and you know something that'll make people come back to you just for you. So drop me some gems. Like, shit,
that's a
drop too, some gems.
Cause even like the Red Arrow, like I remember when that became a thing.
Oh my god, bro!
Like
video,
especially around like bubble time last year. I was seeing Red Arrow. I'm not going to call anybody out, but I was seeing Red Arrow videos everywhere. Like, everybody was using them. And, like, I remember I even tried to pitch in. That shit didn't even work, man. I was like, what? How was everybody else able to use this shit for me, bro? But it is what it is, man.
Yeah.
What was it about the Red Arrow shit? Because it wasn't just NBA. Like, that was a whole thing on YouTube itself. Because I know
it still is.
In Fortnite is, the Red Arrow thing was crazy. The 2K, everyone was doing, like, what was it? It was just a Red Arrow boom, and everyone just started dropping Red Arrows and crazy.
I mean, but to be fair, the Red Arrow is not new. Like, I remember, like, a couple years ago, I wouldn't say everybody was doing it, but, like, a couple channels, like, a couple videos here and there, and I just thought it was just a thing you do every now and then. Hey, by the way, bro, I don't even know why I keep getting notifications about the Thunder game. ESPN keeps sending me notifications about the Oklahoma City Thunder. I do not subscribe to them. That is not a team, but whatever.
That's
what regardless, though, like the Red Arrow, like, I don't even think it's not new. Like, I've seen people use it before. Before, I thought people just use it, like, whenever they just want to talk about a hot topic, quick attention grab. But then, mm-hmm. like, when I started noticing, like, channels being built off of just the Red Arrow sign.
Built off of the Red Arrow.
I was just like, wow, like, this is a thing that people could, like, if I had known this, jeez.
Well, I think your goal when you're making a thumbnail, especially, like, with the way YouTube is, most of the views coming through browse, is when they see your thumbnail, you want to make them stop their scrolling and click on your shit. So if you put a red circle, a red arrow in there, they're going to be like, all right, the attention gets drawn into where the arrow is pointed instead of just seeing a image or whatever it is. So it's just, it's honestly psychological shit. Also, the color red is really easy to spot, adds a lot of contrast to shit. So it's a lot of basic psychology that goes into why red arrows, red circles are used a lot. And it's honestly really interesting to see how much it affects people. That's pretty much it, bro. Guess you views.
Whole channels, bro. Whole channels were getting built off of that red arrow. I ain't even gonna lie on that. That's a fact.
Hey, you name dropping or?
Hey, I ain't gonna name drop.
Drop a name. But drop a name. Drop one name.
Rebound. Rebound.
One name.
Rebound. That's one right there.
That was a gift. That was a gift one. It's cool. I get it. We ain't being toxic.
But I will say,
like, it's season two, man. Let's start off on a good note, man. Let's not. Hey.
Let's not get canceled. Episode one of season two.
Exactly, man. I don't want to look like a hater. You know what I'm saying? But hey, and I always say, like, what works for you is what works for you. You know, like, if you feel like that's what you got to do for your channel to be successful, then hey, like, I can't hate on that.
And I feel like the thing people need to realize is if you were in their shoes and you kept on doing this thing in your thumbnails and you like, oh shit, 400,000 views every fucking video, why would you stop? So
you wouldn't.
Yeah, I think, again,
I just admitted on this pod, I tried to do that.
I've done it as well.
And it didn't work. Just because it worked for you don't mean it worked for everybody else. I felt that, man. That was a good quote right there. Put that on a t-shirt. That's a caption for IG right there.
And I also say I've noticed that, like, and I don't do this coincidentally, but, like, I noticed that whenever, like, a hot topic, I mean, I think everybody knows that, but, like, the hot topics are usually the ones that, like, people check for. Now, like, recently, like, Denver Nuggets videos was doing great. I noticed that because I dropped the video on the Nuggets. That one did well. I was seeing Rusty drop the video on the Nuggets. And, like, they just made a big trade, obviously, and they look really good. So I feel like that was something that, you know, brought to attention with the algorithm, you know, the Nuggets. So whenever something is, like, everybody's talking about it, you know.
See, that's the thing. I don't blame creators for going along with trends, looking at how the algorithm works, and making it, you know, work in their favor. But I feel like the shit that the algorithm favors, like I mentioned earlier, like, inherently forces people to make content that they honestly don't want to make. Because I feel like, at least personally, I would like to make more historical content, but I know those videos aren't going to do numbers. And when I'm trying to make a fucking career out of it, then, you know,
you got to do what you got to do. One topic in the NBA community that is guaranteed viewers, no matter how old it gets, is Derrick Rose, man. Derrick Rose videos are guaranteed to get viewers. And I don't know why. I know why. But it's just like, after all these years, like, and it's crazy because I, like, my most viewed video is a Derrick Rose video. And it was, like, me talking about how I thought it was the end for Derrick Rose, blah, blah, blah. And, like, I still get comments to this day of people like, man, don't you feel stupid? Derrick Rose still in the NBA, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, shit, man. My bad. I didn't know that was
going to happen. Why do you care so much? Like, so many people love Derrick Rose. I'm like,
bro, you acting like God. I'm going to go out there and cry, bro.
It's literally from 1 year, bro. Like, it's crazy. It's just from 1 year where he didn't even make the finals. Like, yo, that's one wild MVP to me. Season.
Bro, imagine, okay, time out. Okay.
Imagine if people wrote for us It's hard to rock for Derrick Rose now.
I mean, low key. But even like with Allen Iverson, like he had 0-1. Like, you know, a lot of people hold on to 0-1. But even before then, like he's had
he was iconic.
Yeah, it was iconic. He had the crossover over MJ. Like he was already
the look, shit he was dealing with outside the NBA.
But with D Rose, it's literally just one year, bro. Like it's one.
One dude who cheated his SAT to get to college, bro. Like I don't get it.
Stop it. Why are we bashing Derrick Rose right now, bro? Why are y'all doing this?
I just wanna know what makes him a Hall of Famer.
Okay, he may not be a Hall of Famer, but that's
no, he's not.
He's
that
not,
doesn't
bro.
Mean he wasn't great, bro.
He was good.
He was good. He was all right.
He was great.
That one year, right?
He was great.
That one year.
He was really good for 1 year and then lost his ACL.
He was great that year. You're just mad because he took LeBron's MVP, bro. Stop it.
Hey, bro, I'm a Laker fan before a LeBron fan, bro. I ain't really tripping.
That's a lie.
It's crazy because Oladipo is better, bro. It's crazy.
You may be saying that, but deep down, I know you're lying.
Hey, Bezos, 2018 over 2011 Rose, right?
Facts. Yo, Mustard, Oladipo is better than Derrick Rose. I don't know if you knew, bro.
Yeah, I don't know.
2018 Oladipo is a better player than 2011 Derrick Rose, bro. It's crazy.
Just stop. Don't give me that shit.
Aside from passing,
stop.
What does D Rose do better? Let's have this conversation. What?
Come on,
Mustard. Can I? Mr. Skill? Come on, bro.
Are y'all gonna tell me that a whole Oladipo? And I love Oladipo. Y'all know I ride.
Do you? Yeah, I'm about to say. Do you?
I do love Oladipo. Maybe he kind of let me down this past year. I can't lie with the Rockets stuff. But still,
I'm talking about 2018 Depot. That's really it.
2018.
Because we're talking about just 1 year of Derrick Rose, anyways. So
I love Oladipo, bro. I always support my Nigerian brothers. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna sit here and just cat and lie for y'all niggas. Y'all not gonna get away with that stuff. Derrick Rose took a Joakim Noah was a starting center in the NBA injured.
Fifth MVP. You got it.
Okay.
At that
time was he? Yeah, 2011.
2011.
Look, you got it. My fault. You got the floor, bud.
Injured players all over the place, bro. And y'all gonna sit here and tell me that a guy who took an injury-riddled team, whose second and third best players were out a good portion of the year, has to rely on Kurt Thomas.
And Mustard, that's fine. I am just saying.
Bro, I understand
that. All I'm saying is, if Victor Oladipo was in the same situation, why he would do the same thing? That's
bro. Oladipo was on the team. Oladipo.
When
this wasn't supposed to get this far. This wasn't supposed to go this far.
When they hit you with the stop it. Y'all know you won, bro. Fine,
bro,
I'm so sorry.
Bro. That joke wasn't supposed to go that far. I'm so sorry.
Bruh. I can't believe y'all did that to me, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. I love Oladipo, but come on, man.
What do you mean, come on? That's all you said. Like, is there any factual basis behind it?
You just gave excuses.
Us being in a conference with... I'm not even going to go this far, bro. Because y'all are forcing. Y'all are trolling right now. There's no way y'all believe that. Bezos, I know you don't believe it. Dom may be bullshitting right now.
Okay, I'll put it this way. If we had
Dom,
a...
Don't look confused.
I'll put it this way. If we had a fantasy, all-time fantasy draft, right? Oladipo and Derrick Rose would not be my first round.
What?
Oladipo and Derrick Rose would not be my first round pick because there's so many other players you would choose over those
two.
Of
course, yeah.
But then we get into the second round, and I don't care what the situation is. I'm having Oladipo on my team with Derrick Rose. Like, yo, What's the problem?
First of all, wait. In this hypothetical, how many picks is each round, bro?
30.
So, time out. They're not getting picked in the top, three, four rounds?
Okay, so let's go fifth round. Who are you picking?
I'm picking Rose, nigga.
You're picking Rose as your fourth option.
What?
What's yo, chat? What's wrong with this dude, bro? What's yo? Does he know basketball? Oh my god!
Oh my god, bro! This is hilarious.
Let me ask you this though. Let me ask you this: Derrick Rose, 2011,
yes,
or 2017 IT?
Hey man! Listen, man. All I'm saying is, Derrick Rose lost the ACL. He was done. IT lost his hip. He still gave niggas 30, bro.
IT didn't get locked up healthy. That's all I'm saying. D-Rose was fully healthy in his prime. Lock the fuck up, bro. What's going on, bro?
Bruh. Stop it. All I know is Derrick Rose is at least able to get a game on the big three. One game. What did IT get? Nothing.
He didn't play them. Bro. What the hell?
Nigga, they got blown out in the first two games when he played.
The big three Heat?
No, I'm talking about when he faced the Cavs in the conference.
Again, he was injured.
That's two different teams.
Blowout.
He was injured.
It would have been worse if he played. It would have been worse.
It was two different teams.
And the Heat were better. That's my point. The Heat were a better team.
Were they? Hold on. Were they a better team?
Stop it.
We got a hobble Dwayne Wade. I mean, you got like Norris Cole.
James
Jones. We're talking about D Wade, the average 25 when LeBron was averaging like what 17 against the Mavs.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about 2011, so that's the same year.
And we
talking about the same Kyrie Irving that ended up getting hurt. The same Kyrie Irving everyone says if he would have played in 2015, they would have won instead of lost.
The same 2011 Kyrie. LeBron as well that choked versus Eric Nowitzki.
I ain't gonna lie, LeBron is a fraud. So hey, you might be right, bro. LeBron is a
fake. That team was better.
Nah, it wasn't. You're right.
So he wasn't better than the Cavs.
What I meant to say, bro, the other way around, man. See what y'all did? Y'all put me in a situation where I had to fuck up, bro. Stop. No. All I know is that Derrick Rose, look, I'll admit this.
Oladipo's better. Just say it, bro. It's okay, bro. It's fine. It's fine.
No. That's not true. But I'll say this. Derrick Rose is Donovan Mitchell with more passing. That's really how I look at Derrick Rose, bro. You know, Donovan Mitchell's a better shooter than Rose, too. Like, Rose, I think a lot of things with Derrick Rose is, like, a lot of his fans look at what he could have been instead of what he actually was for his time. You know, same thing with other players like T-Mac. We always gloss on what they could have been instead of what they actually were. And some people embellish in that. But it is what it is. Rose is
trash. Not gonna
make the Hall of Fame. I don't think he is a Hall of Fame. What'd you say?
Nothing, bro. Let's keep it moving. Hey, I want to get into this Paul Pierce shit, bro. Have y'all seen?
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
I'm about to say, I know Dom has to leave a little early for this pod, so we got a time constraint. So I want to get into this Paul Pierce talk, bro. So for the people who don't know, Paul Pierce was on IG Live a couple days ago. And he was playing poker, had strippers in the back, was high as hell, in front of 300 live viewers. And then he got clapped by Disney/ESPN, got fired, and then a company called Cam Soda. If you look them up on IG, they're like a adult company type shit.
They're a cam service.
I literally just looked them up today. So they're a cam service.
Oh, I know about Cam Soda.
This dude right here. And they reportedly want to throw Paul Pierce $250,000 to be a NBA analyst on their platform and have strippers in the back. So this has been like the wild story of this week.
Strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, strippers. So maybe more.
Imagine Paul Pierce doing a live stream talking about NBA takes, smoking weed with strippers in the back.
Don't that nigga got kids and shit?
That's also what I want to, like, I know he's, I thought he was a family man. So, like, I don't know. My whole perception with Paul Pierce has just changed the last couple years. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, so, first of all, how old is his kids? That's one.
Less than 10.
Less than 10? Damn.
Hey, married.
Okay.
He's not divorced.
I don't know, but
no, he's apparently married, and his wife was with, like, she was at the, she was in lingerie at the little thing he was doing.
That's what's up.
So she's with it, like, his wife's with it, apparently.
Okay.
But my thing is, I mean, regardless if you're a family man or not, if Cam Soda is willing to throw you 250 bands, and that's your price, I mean, Paul Pierce, we can easily say Paul Pierce doesn't need the money.
Yeah.
Like, I mean. And I don't know what he was getting paid from ESPN. So if that's way better than what you was making on ESPN, why wouldn't you do it? You get to be way more lenient, have way more fun. You still get to say dumbass takes about basketball, like how much better you are than Dwayne Wade and shit. So, I mean, it's a win-win. Now, if they're not paying you as much ESPN, there's no reason to do it. Like that.
Yeah. But that's not really fair, though. Because, what? Like, because think about it. You think Barstool's going to have the bank to throw the bag that ESPN can throw? At Paul Pierce?
Not as much, I don't think. But if that comes with more freedom to talk about whatever the fuck you want and paid strippers in the back, I'm taking it. I'm just,
yeah. I mean, but we're looking at
actually,
it, like,
I'm not. My girl watches a pod. But, you know. Hypothetically, if I was Paul Pierce.
Hypothetically.
Hey, GTA. GTA. Hey.
But, like, we're looking at it like, of course we do it. We talk about sports. It's fun. All that. Strippers, you know, it's cool. But what if to him it's just like, and I'm not even going to lie, by the way, you say he only had 300-something viewers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty low. What the hell? Don't he got?
That's what I was thinking too, but I wasn't going to disrespect him like that.
See, that's a conversation I want to have. Because when I heard the $250,000 check that Cam Soda is willing to throw Paul Pierce, Paul Pierce, let's just say as a content creator, because that's really what it is, right? They're judging Paul Pierce off of his platform right now and the value he can bring to Cam Soda, the company. Paul Pierce, as a creator right now, with 900,000 followers on IG, is pulling 300 on a live. And per photo, I'm on his IG right now, we're talking 10,000 likes. 15,000 likes. So all I'm saying is, if the standard for a 250,000 bag is 300 live viewers on IG and 10 to 15,000 likes on a IG photo, and I get that Paul Pierce has a established name, he's obviously way more popular than a lot of us, but if 250,000 is the worth of Paul Pierce, then what does that say for the worth of a Kenny to a company like that?
I don't think they're looking at it from... I mean, I don't think they're looking at it from that standpoint. I think literally all they're thinking of is it is a former NBA player who, if anything, can draw headline attention. And it's a publicity.
Especially right
publicity,
now.
But yeah, but it was a... And it's something for them to really, like, capitalize on because they know... They're not paying him that to get his likeness and shit like that because of his platform. They're paying him that and trying to get him on because he was fired from ESPN. It created headlines. And no matter what happens, they know for the first episode at least, because you know Paul Pierce won't say dumb shit and fuck it up. That first episode that he does, if he's with them, doing way more than 300 fucking viewers. Because of controversy. They're not looking at that. They're just thinking of how can we make the best of this situation, especially with strippers in the background. Who's not going to go watch strippers? Like, even if you're not there listening to be stupid, still strippers in the background.
And I understand
you
that.
More strippers, analysts.
I understand that, right? Because let's say, again, hypothetically, we're just saying Kenny right here. If Kenny was in that situation, and let's say hypothetically he signed with Cam Soda, which is wild, I think you obviously can't make the headlines that you could if Paul Pierce did it, because Paul Pierce is an ex-NBA player, he's a Hall of Famer. You can't make those headlines. So, but at that same token, I feel like Kenny with his platform, or really any content creator that's pulling more than 300 live viewers on IG Live can pull on a platform like Cam Soda. I feel like that cancels out. So,
I mean, again, if they're looking at it for a person's platform, like obviously Kenny would blow him out the water in terms of how big his platform is individually. But Kenny's name, at least to the mainstream, isn't as big as a Paul Pierce. Like, regardless, like, to us, people on the internet, YouTube people, like, people in the know, like our era type of people, our generation type of people, we know Kenny. Kenny's probably a bigger name to us than Paul Pierce right now, because what the fuck is Paul Pierce other than the hot take at this point? Like, Kenny would be bigger to us. But the Cam Soda, the people that write Cam Soda, they're not, at least I wouldn't believe they're keeping up with all the hippest YouTubers. Like,
no, but that's what I'm saying, though. At the core, they're a social media company. So obviously their goal is to get as much engagement on their platform as possible. Not only that, but get fucking users that will stay on their platform. So,
but maybe they're looking at it like Dom said, also, it's a hot topic right now, recent situation that people are talking about. But also, maybe it's like they're trying to do something different, because obviously the strippers in the background, that's a different approach from like normal sports shows. And maybe for all we know, Paul Pierce is going to get another co-host, you know, who knows? And then, you know, they might have more in store. And also, it's a different feel from other sports shows. Like, for example, Gilbert Arenas, like when he does his stuff, it's a different vibe than like other sports shows and other sports podcasts and stuff like that. He just talks about it in a different way, and he's no filter type of thing. So maybe Paul Pierce is going to have more control. We're going to see a different side of Paul. Maybe he might not even say wild shit, because he's not working for ESPN no more. You know, he don't have to say wild takes all of a sudden. So who knows? Maybe we're going to see a different side. They have some other stuff in store.
Yeah.
And even if, worst case scenario for Paul Pierce, he gets 250,000. They run like 8 episodes and then they cancel it. That's it.
You got the bag. It don't matter.
Quick bag, bro.
Quick bag. Get the hanger strippers. Smoke weed on camera.
All I'm saying is, if hypothetically he is the bar, and I know a lot of it is because it's trending, what does that mean for the creators that have more pull than Paul Pierce right now as a social media personality? If Paul Pierce is 250,000, then a lot of creators might be worth 150,000. And in that case, I feel
That's really what I'm getting at.
If Paul Pierce is 250,000, then I know when creators get a 50,000, 60,000 back, that's already ridiculous. Mm. But my question is that still being underpaid?
I mean, but to be fair, Paul Pierce is still Paul Pierce. You know, he's still the champion in the NBA. I mean, I'm not saying like, we like the guy. Don, why are you looking at me like that, man? It's buddy. But I'm just saying, the bro is still a champion. He's a finals MVP that he didn't deserve, low-key. But, you know, it is what it is. You know?
And I understand that. So let's lower the bar from 250K to, let's say, 100K less, and say it's 150K. A lot of these sponsorships, unless you're David Dobrik, Logan Paul, who's at the top of the top, you're not getting a bag of $150,000 for a sponsorship.
Even $100,000 is very fortunate.
That's what I'm saying.
That's really good.
$100,000.
Actually, well, I was just thinking, I'm not speaking on the sponsorship shit. I don't know shit about sponsors. But what I would say is, I mean, shit, Kenny, look, nigga, hit Cam Soda up, nigga, get it back. Like, at this point, like, a closed mouth don't get fed. Like, they reached out to Paul Pierce because situation and timing. Like, he's literally has strippers in the ground. He's an NBA player. He got fired from his job for doing it. You are a cam girl site during COVID. I mean, they put the olive branch out there just for headlines. All I'm saying is, if other creators are seeing that, they're like, shit, y'all want to get this nigga that. And they bring up the analytical spot of it. Like, he only brings in 300 people with 900K. Like, I'm pretty sure Cam Soda ain't think shit about that. But when you go to them and say that, they look at their numbers and be like, this motherfucker right. But Kenny come up and be like, look, man, I do 1,000 1.5 on Twitch alone, that YouTube platform. Matter of fact, I go live right now and just tweet it out and see how many people come in. We can see if I get more than 300. I'm just saying, Kenny, the ball in your court, blood, like, man.
The fact, I'm sure Kenny could go on. I'm sure Kenny could go on Instagram and get more than 300.
Yeah, but not even Kenny, just like creators of his size, bro. That's really what I'm getting at, bro.
Create a smaller than him.
Create a smaller than him, bro. That's what I'm saying, true. Bro.
This nigga, true, yeah. This nigga's with 60K on YouTube right now that will go on Instagram and get more than 300. Stop.
The fact.
These people are way
the
smaller.
The fact, I'm not going to lie. Why did he only have Paul Pierce?
Because it's Paul Pierce. That's why.
Motherfuckers don't care about historical basketball. That goes back to our first topic, bro. They don't care about historical basketball. Come on now.
Hey, from 2007? Oh, my God.
Y'all think it was wrong for them to let him go?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Well, I agree. I think it's understandable because ESPN is owned by Disney. And Disney is a very PC company. They have an image to bring up. They're based off of, you know, kid-friendly shit. They're the OG ad-friendly company. You know what I'm saying?
But I heard that's not why. I heard that's not really
his contract was up, right?
I heard his contract was up, so they just didn't re-sign him. I don't think he got fired. But also, that apparently some COVID rule he broke or something like that.
Yeah, because niggas didn't have no mask, so obviously, anytime during the pandemic, like, well, that's just anything. That's the first thing I thought of when I seen it. Like, at first when I seen it, I just seen a screenshot, and then, like, he was crying on live. So I'm like, ah, shit, Paul Pierce crying on live for? Nigga finally realized he ain't better than Dwayne Wade? But then I found out he's partying with strippers, and I'm like, oh, okay. But then my first thought was, he ain't have no mask on that screenshot. Oh, shit, is that why he's canceled? And then niggas is saying all other shit. But, yeah, during a pandemic still, because we still are in the pandemic, if you're hosting shit, like throwing a gathering, having a whole gathering at your fucking million-dollar mansion in fucking L.A., and you got strippers shaking ass, niggas throwing poker chips at strippers, and no one got masks on in the video, you're definitely getting canceled. Like, that's the purefire way for get backlash.
Especially if you work for Disney.
Anybody, any celebrity, anybody that's viewed as a celebrity or content creator, influencer, whatever, anybody with a following, if you do anything in 2021 in public with no goddamn mask, party wise, they coming for your neck. Like, that's a fact. That's just how it works.
And I think, I know not many people watch football, so this is a different subject here. But it even reminded me of the Dwayne Haskins situation. Like, people were saying that, like, they forced by cutting him when, like, I think their coach just recovered from cancer. And this guy went to a whole strip club, no mask on, seeing the strippers and all of that, and he got cut the next day. Like, no shit, you're going to get cut. You went into a strip club, no mask, and your coach just recovered from leukemia?
That's Ron Rivera, bro. Yeah, he literally just bit like shit, too.
That situation itself, and obviously not everybody is going to be around people who just recover from leukemia and like in that situation, but that situation should show people, like, these companies are not going to joke around. And he's the second... He was a first round pick, and he's only in his second year.
Yeah.
So he has some, even though he's not great. I know Dwayne Haskins not that good, but he has some value. You know, so that should show. And they just straight up cut him. They didn't even trade him. They cut him. So that should just show people.
The one thing that does scare me about like social media, at least because me and Mustard, we got platforms. I'm trying to. I don't know what Mustard your plan is right now, but I'm trying to do this full time. If hypothetically I would try to go back to or try go to a more corporate job, I am scared that they going to go back to 2020, let's keep it a buck, you know what I'm saying? And be like, yeah, we can't hire you off of this, which is tough. Like, I know they got an image to bring up, but if I'm just like coding shit for you in the background, what does that matter, bro? Like, so I don't know. It may depend from job to job. Like, if you're working behind the scenes, I don't think they should care that much. It's not like if I was a software engineer at Facebook, went out and smoked, no one's gonna make headlines because I smoke weed. But so I guess it depends on your role as well. But that's something that I do keep in mind sometimes. Is like,
I think it's all PR. Like, we all know, like, all public relations. Like, like, I remember I was watching a documentary. It was on Vince McMahon, ironically. I was bored, and I watched it. And he apparently was under oath once, and they asked him. Now, we all know Vince McMahon, businessman. They asked this dude, why do you do, you know, charity work under oath? He was like, we do it for public relations. Like, we all know, like, these companies, they when they do stuff, like, that's their number one goal. Like, they have to think of their image. You think, let's be real, we all know there probably is a couple people that work at ESPN, and maybe they may not hire me for saying this one day, but we all know there's probably a couple people that work at ESPN that go to strip clubs. You're not stupid.
You don't think no? Before Jalen Rose locked up, was it Joy Taylor or Molly? Or I think it's one of them. I think it's Joy.
No, it's Molly. He's with Molly.
Yeah, it is Molly. It is Molly. Because Joy's with
Earl Watson.
Like, you don't think, like, before all of this, he wasn't going to strip clubs? Like, come on, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, we know.
Well, now you don't need to go to a strip club no more. You got Molly to do some dancing for you at the crib, you know?
Like, the ESPN. And what's crazy is ESPN had. They employ Matt Barnes, right? I've seen him on ESPN a couple times.
Yeah,
and he's talked on All the Smoke. I don't know if he's done it, but I've heard him talk on All the Smoke about smoking weed.
But that's the thing. So, since, like, he's done
smoke weed on All the Smoke,
but since All the Smoke, has he been back on ESPN? That's the question.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I think so.
Yes, he's appeared again.
And Steven Jackson has been on Fox too. I've seen Steven Jackson on Fox.
Yeah, I've seen both of them. Yeah.
Well, I will say this: they haven't done well because of COVID. Obviously, they're not in the same studio, so they haven't done it like. I can't say they've done it recently, and I'm not going to act like I watch every episode, so I know for a fact. Yeah, he definitely did it, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, I'm not saying that, but All the Smoke, it definitely, when they were before COVID and shit like that, when niggas was in the same studio, they legit had an episode where they was with Snoop Dogg, and everyone had blunts passing around, and not too long after that, this nigga Matt Barnes on fucking ESPN talking about why a fucking LeBron take or some shit, whatever they got on for 15 minutes to do.
Well, to be fair, he's like a freelance kind of guy. Maybe like
Independent type of contractor.
Yeah, that's what Chad is saying as well. Also, they said Joy Taylor single.
Joy Taylor
single. Earl Watson funneled the bag? Uh-oh.
I thought he was married.
I'm acting like I'm about to do something.
I mean, they can get divorced.
I thought he was, too.
Yeah, that's true. They can get divorced.
What the fuck? Hey, but I know.
You can hit me up, man. I ain't going to lie about that.
Yeah, y'all enjoy the fun, bro.
B-Souls is happily
released. I'm happy. Man. I'm happy, bro.
Hey, man, respect the B-Souls, man. Like, facts. I want what B-Souls has, bro. Man, give me a shoddy one day, man. I've been, this shit done. Single life.
This shit done. Oh, I thought you meant his life in general, man. Bro. I'm like,
yo, chill out. Hey. But nah, being single, it ain't it sometime, bro. It ain't it.
Okay. Just need someone to cuddle with, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man. Facts. Let me a little boo, you know what I'm saying? Feel me? It is what it is,
bro. Well, I know Dom has to dip sooner rather than later. He has new opportunities trying to get to the bag. All good. Young Mustard, shout out to you for coming on the pod. Say goodbye to the people, man.
Goodbye to the people. Y'all stay safe, man. Y'all have a good day. What are you laughing at, bro? I'm saying what he said.
Goodbye to the people.
Goodbye to the people. This motherfucker. Goodbye to the
people. Y'all sub to me. Y'all follow me on Twitter, YoungMustard23, because we only rep the number of the GOAT, and it's not
LeMickey. Yeah, LeBron.
It's not LeMickey. It's not LeMickey.
Oh, it's the ball headed menace. You're right.
Oladipo, right?
Hey,
Draymond. Draymond's the GOAT now? Okay.
Hey, MVP impact Draymond Green, bro. Don't do that. MVP impact.
Sounds like Bill Russell. All right, bro.
Jesus Christ.
All right, bro. All right. Hey, shout out Billy Goat Russell, bro.
Billy Goat Russell.
Shout out to y'all. Episode 59 is a wrap. Season 2 is starting up, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we'll get Justin back on here as soon as possible. Wishing you the best, my guy. We do have more guests lined up for the next week or so. Just to fill in the space, you know what I'm saying? But we're out. Peace out.